In recent years, the Athens area economy has boomed and the region has consistently seen low unemployment, increased tourism, and an explosion of entrepreneurship. Joining me in the studio to talk about the future of the Athens economy is the president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, David Bradley.
Thanks, Chris. It's a delight to be here.
I'd like to start with something that's been a perennial Athens issue for a number of years. This area has seen consistently good employment numbers, but there are some kind of unemployment deserts around the community where large numbers of people are unemployed or underemployed. What needs to happen to create a more equitable distribution of jobs, do you think?
That is such a great question. If our unemployment rate is in that 3.5 to 3.6% range, we know that there are pockets of our population in which the unemployment rate is double digits. So that means the effective unemployment rate outside of those pockets is more like 2.5%, which is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we ought to be focusing a lot of our efforts, whether it's through career fairs or what have you, specifically to those pockets of the community. And in a community in which I lived previously, we would have job fairs quite often. We might have 60 or 70 employers with 600 jobs available at those job fairs, and we would promote those job fairs on the chamber's website and on the community college or the technical college website and in the newspaper. We might have 700 or 800 people attend for maybe 400 or 500 jobs. But as the economy grew and got to be stronger, we might have 500 or 600 jobs available, but we'd only have maybe 100 or so people to attend. And we kept wondering why that is, because we had the same issue. We had pockets of the community in which unemployment rate was double digits. Go back to the whole marketing campaign. Chances are the pockets of that we need to be working in aren't reading the chamber's Facebook page, and they aren't reading the technical college's Facebook page, and they're probably not getting the newspaper. So we started taking job fairs into those communities.
Right.
And I think that's where we need to be directing a lot of our efforts. There are barriers that are keeping many of these folks from getting to work. And some of those barriers are childcare, might be transportation. We have to figure out a way to collectively address that.
Well, one thing that I think goes along with this, let's talk a little bit about workforce development. The chamber just got a major grant recently, I think. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Workforce development, what we have to do is to begin to understand, to better understand what the needs are for current employment, but also future employment. A grant that we just received actually from Georgia Power is directed largely at future employment, working with Athens Community Career Academy to expand their internship program. If we can get more students involved in, and not just with Athens Community Career Academy, but also with the University of Georgia, we need to give students an open door into organizations that are business genres in which they might want to work. The other area that I think we're going to be spending a good amount of time with over the course of next year is working on externships. We'll probably be providing 10 teachers or 10 counselors with funds next year to serve at least a week at a local manufacturing plant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the summer, because they need to recognize that.
Sure.
What jobs are available at local manufacturing has changed dramatically in the last 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
So jobs that used to be manufacturing was considered sort of if you could sew socks or you could use manual dexterity, you could get a job. And now it's mental acuity.
Sure.
That's getting jobs, and those jobs are probably paying in the $16 to $25 an hour range. So we are trying to get our counselors to spend some time in local manufacturing plants. Actually, we just in early November took 60 or 70 counselors across across Clark County School District on a tour of Carrier so that they could we could begin that process. So workforce development is not easy.
Right.
And it's a long process. My contention is there's two phases. We have to get a workforce for today, but we also have to build a workforce for tomorrow.
Sure. Well, one issue we've been covering a lot on Athens News Matters is the continuing tensions between the Clark County School Board and Clark County School District Administration. Is this in danger of hampering our ability to attract businesses to the area?
Absolutely, right. It's years ago, decades ago, businesses were the driver for local economy. And if a large business wanted to move to a community, we'd basically they would wind up moving into a community where the incentives were highest, and then the workforce would flock to the community to work. And now that's completely flipped. Now businesses will move where the workforce chooses to live.
Mm-hmm.
Where the workforce is choosing to live really falls down to four categories why people will choose to live in a community. Great cultural arts, we do it great. Great recreation, we do that really well. Safe environment, we're pretty good. Education, we're suffering. And that's not, it's not a slight to teachers. It's not a slight to anybody. It's just an area that we have to improve if we're going to attract a workforce. And the consternation we see on the with Clark County School Board and the administration doesn't help.
Right, yeah. Well, this past summer, WGA teamed up with Habitat for Humanity to sponsor a housing code hack. Affordable housing, or in our case, perhaps the lack of affordable housing, is a big issue facing the community. What needs to happen, in your opinion, to make sure our workforce can primarily live here in Athens?
Well, it's another great question. Affordable housing is one of the most critical issues that we have. We have to build back a middle class into the community and affordable housing, housing in which your teachers and your firemen and your policemen and your middle class can live is of paramount interest. We are currently working with the Athens Clark County Planning Board and several local developers, engineers, and architects at looking at codes of ordinance to see where what's working and what's not. Some of the issues are related to codes of ordinance, what type of housing is allowed. But we also have to need to get imaginative about how we are utilizing or how we can incentivize affordable housing. And we're not talking about you know, Section 8 housing. We're talking about housing in which you can spend 30% of your income on housing.
Sure.
But if you're only making, if you're making $40,000 a year, then you can't afford to spend any more than $800 or $900 a month. And so how do we find homes in which our middle class can choose to live? And that's it's a paramount interest for, again, continuing to build a workforce for the future.
And another long-term issue, I would think.
Absolutely. It's not something that's going to be solved very quickly.
Right. Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. One last thing. I noticed in your bio that you're a big fan of community theater. You've acted, directed, even written some shows. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite role or your favorite show that you've worked on?
Oh, my gosh. Probably my favorite role was Lancelot in Camelot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Back many, many moons ago. But it was we was in a relatively small town, and it was a fabulous production that we ultimately included a great deal of on stage sword fighting. And it was I did break one of my friend's noses. And,
oh, my God.
And so that made it very memorable.
Wow.
We also had an opportunity to really jumpstart the community theater in Statesville, North Carolina, where we came from, with a couple shows, Godspell and Seussical, that really created quite a buzz. And so it's community theater is just an opportunity for people to get enmeshed in something fun and to forget about forget about our cares for the day.
So what about local theater here in Athens? Is there something coming out where we can catch you on a stage somewhere soon?
My wife and I made a pinky promise when we moved in August of 2018 that it would be 18 months before we jumped on it, and that time is quickly closing in. So it won't be long before we both get on stage in some way, shape, or form.
That's great. David Bradley is the president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Chris, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do. You guys provide great value to this community, which I think is the coolest community in the country.